Welcome. I'm Jonathan Peters, podcasting on pages 93 to 95 of The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay by Michael Chabon. To add some context to the excerpt, because this novel is pretty long, the scene takes place just after Joseph and Sammy get the go-ahead by Anna Paul and Ashkenazi to write a comic book. What about is now the question. First of all, this is a moment of liberation for Sammy and Joe. They have made the move from the pedestrian Brooklyn to the big city, Manhattan, just that morning, and given the freedom to write their own comic books. Suddenly, they have moved from the ranks of Schmiels into that of Machers. Tigerman, Catman, Wolfman, the Owl, the Panther, the Black Bear. These are all strong, predatory animals, and they reflect the pair's optimistic outlook as much as they do the comic book market. Or could this be Sammy's way of reaching out to his father, the world's strongest Jew, the man with the body of a small bear? What do you think? The dream is coming true, and that is just what this is for Joe, a dream. This is his first full day in New York City, and he is getting the chance to earn money. Chabon wrote earlier that Joe would not be surprised by anything at this point, a penthouse, a contract with Warner Brothers, dancing girls. He has entered a comic book world, and he must feel guilty for forgetting his family. This is unreal, until about Sammy's revelation, which changes things. For Sammy is visited by the Angel of New York, and his next thought he considers divine. God has inspired Sammy Clayman of Brooklyn. Nostalgia informs this book, yet for once we are led to believe by Sammy and the author that things are really as good as they seem. Now why is that? They have found the key to their own golem. The hero, the superhero they are about to create. Like a rabbi who carved Emmet onto the golem of Prague, the pair must etch their own truth onto their creation. The question is why, Sammy says. He needs a motivation. Why is Batman interesting? Because he must seek revenge. According to Sammy, he is not dull at all, even though he's just a guy who dresses up like a bat and beats people up. He's also fulfilling a promise to fight crime after his family was murdered by criminals. Fights and tights are one thing, but the motive is the glue that holds the magazine together. It's the golem's life force. Yet why is this important to Joe? The truth of his own life, escape from Europe, becomes the truth of his character. In this way, he writes the escapist story through his own story, perhaps a version of self-aware cognitive mapping a la McHale. The why of Joe becomes the escapist why, to fight the iron chain in Germany. Perhaps Tom Mayflower's adventures are invested with Joe's vengeance. What do you think? This revenge against the powerful for the powerless becomes a trope among comic book writers, many of whom were Jewish. Obviously, they were influenced by events abroad as their people were systematically harassed, segregated, and wiped out by Nazi Germany. As Joe will say later about Clark Kent and superheroes in the book, they're all Jewish superheroes coming over from the old country, changing his name like that. But just as the escapist will find, getting this revenge, finding one's origins, takes more work than even a 60-page comic book can hold. A motive is simply not enough. And I think this is part of a larger point about the protagonist's identity. We find in the book, in separate episodes, how powerless super people like Joe and Sam are in the face of Nazism, later business, old age, and ultimately, themselves. In a way, this goes back to the classic Barthian question, are our lives like stories or stories like lives? Even with a good motive, Joe can't do anything for his family. In Chabon's world, it is the challenge of art to live up to our expectations and art's tragedy that it usually will not. The escapist's Pyrrhic victories are simply ink and paper, but Joe and Sammy's are marked by real-world losses. The world is not super. Batman, Superman, and the Brown Bear do not exist on this planet. Instead are the regular schleps like Cavalier and Clay playing at drawing. Like Chabon in his memoir, Golems I Have Known, are Sammy and Joe simply creating golem ghosts, writing Emmet on a clay man's forehead and making him walk? To what purpose is this chutzpah? Where do the stories end in this story, and where does reality pick up? Can we pick it out? Why doesn't Joe throw down his pencils and insist on real work? What more must we do with this passage to understand a particularly Jewish perspective? Thank you for listening, and I look forward to class discussion.